Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for the Real Housewives of Potomac. I'm joined in studio by Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Char Jocelle.
Hey, everybody.
And Miss Pink English. No, that's Greek.
That's
my people.
This is Jewish.
Not Katie's.
Shalom.
Right. Let's talk about it, y'all.
Potatoes.
I'm feeling a whole lot better. We back. We're here to talk about these housewives, y'all. Mm-hmm. I could not wait to talk about these girls.
I know. I was so sad. I missed it last week. Oh.
We held it down.
Right, well, you guys didn't miss anything last week.
Sure did.
Missed a lot.
Ripping this whole damn episode apart. Yes. But I actually love these women.
Do you?
I think this is one of my favorite ones.
Who's
to be quite
favorite?
Honest,
I love it.
It's a tie. I love them all on their own. Giselle.
Of course.
I mean, Robin. You know, I live for Robin, even though she's a coach. But I still.
I like Robin too.
She's a coach.
Yeah, like, but I still enjoy her on the show.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Katie.
Hey guys, Katie. Really happy to be here, and like I really wanted to share with everyone. You know, the thing is, I love how diverse my life is,
and I'm so beautiful.
The fact that I can share that with people who can't experience that, you know,
good for her.
I love this about Katie though. Katie's a real bitch, in the fact that she hired a Asian woman that looks like a teen boy
to be her nanny,
because surely we'll not be having no fine ass nanny up in that house watching them kids around. Andrew,
listen, it does not. Right, I was just about to say that it does not matter. Every time
we saw Arnold Schwarzenegger,
I was just about to say every time someone brings up an unattractive man, let me bring in this old hag to watch my kids. I think of sorry,
that was a bill collector.
This actually isn't it. I don't have any bills to collect.
Darling, where's your etiquette?
I don't have any.
You're supposed to silence your phone.
I don't have any bills to collect. But anyhow, it always makes me think of Mildred the maid, the Schwarzenegger.
Mildred.
Wait, someone else got their maid pregnant too, right? I don't remember.
Well, they say Brad.
Ben Affleck.
Is
but she was around with the nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Gwen Stefani's husband too. Yeah, Gavin Rossdale and whoever the nanny was, whatever.
Anyway,
So we saw Katie. She, her mom is half Jewish, and she wanted to take on her kids to be able to carry the tradition.
She was raised Jewish.
So
she converted when she was 10.
Yeah.
Yes, mom was Jewish.
And which is crazy to me. I guess a lot of people don't know that you can be black and Jewish.
It happens.
That is a thing.
Hello, Drake, Aubrey Graham. That's the most relevant example that I could think of. But
and
I know that.
But go back in history. Talk about oppression.
Lenny Kravitz Jewish?
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of black Jewish people out here in California. Maybe because where they're at, it's so small
that they don't think it's
like a big deal, but it's not that big of a deal.
It is, but it's a smaller population, I guess, elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let the girl live, damn. I mean, so she wants to have her name.
I need her to not be so thirsty to get married, but whatever. Mm. Go on. Sorry. Where were you going?
Mm. She irks me.
It's driving me.
She's my least favorite.
I actually like her. Usually, when she's not talking about getting married,
she's
constantly like up his butt. Like
she's not a Porsche because I love Porsche.
I mean, yeah, no, I get Porsche's more fun, but in the sense of she wants her house, she wants her this.
Right.
She's like old Porsche.
Yeah.
She's Porsche.
Because imagine Katie
too late because she already has three kids.
Well, yeah, Lord,
three babies. Like, oof, honey.
Let's talk about the name day situation. We get to the name day ceremony where Giselle showed up late.
She didn't know. She thought it was going to be.
She thought
CP
she was
going
right a 45 minute grace period.
She thought Black Jesus was going to be there.
But Katie doesn't even identify as black.
Yeah.
She's biracial.
Right. Which is, nothing's wrong with that, but she does not identify as black. I just wanted that to
Well, so how did you guys take that conversation with Giselle kind of seeming a little defensive towards every time...
Giselle is defensive because people have been questioning her blackness her whole life because she light-skinned with green eyes and she's been having to assert herself as a black woman forever.
Yeah.
And so she gets offended
And
every
I
time.
Think Giselle always has to combat with women that are pretty, just like someone Robin had mentioned later on about
when they met Ashley.
About Ashley, you know, anytime it's a pretty girl that comes along, she feels that she has to always... You know,
I just think that I think it's what Courtney said about Giselle has always had to kind of defend her blackness. But my thing is with Katie, because she said her kids would check off other. I wonder if Katie checks off other, because if I were to see her on the street, I'd think she were a black woman.
Yeah.
So, but I know some people are very particular about that, and some of it can be masked or disguised as, oh, I want to represent both sides, or a lot of it as, you know, as we see with the Fox correspondent Stacey Dash, can be masked in a perceived self-hatred of your blackness.
Do you feel that, do you get that from Katie? Do you get a taste of
it? I don't, it's too early for me to tell.
I don't think so.
I don't feel that from her.
I think that she really wants to identify with both sides of her family. She's not a Rachel, you know, she's actually a person that is embracing her black side and her white side.
Which, like I said, I think you're entitled to that.
I mean, we see in the media right now a lot of like Taye Diggs and saying, you know, he doesn't want his kid to just say that he's a black man. Mm-hmm. He wants to be identified as whatever he wants to be identified as.
Well, that comes from the olden days. Remember they said one drop of black blood and you're black.
Yeah.
Mm. Which they said, isn't there a study that if you are black, your black genes dominate whatever other genes that you have inside of you?
Typically. That's why Robin said, I may look like a white girl, but you see these edges, honey.
Okay. I'm black.
If I don't use that edge control.
Right.
All right. I want to talk about Giselle because I wasn't here last week, right? So obviously we saw the ending of last week was Giselle having a little cabana chat. Oh, you guys ever watch? No, you ever watch Mad TV?
Yes.
Remember Dixie Wetworth from Cabana Town?
Yes. Ah! Yes.
That's who Karen reminds me of, or Tina Knowles Jr.
You will not.
I was like, you can't. I can't do the Tina Knowles thing because of the forehead, that nose, and that cowlick that won't stop. Like, I can't. You cannot put
me either. Court. We will not drag my aunt into this. So
she will not.
Let's
blend
move
her
on,
wig,
Jess.
And I can't.
All right, so. Look, this is all over this birthday seat thing. And my thing is I grew up with women like this, okay? So it's killing me to know that little farm girl, damn Karen over here, will not let this freaking go.
No.
Like, look, I understand, yes, it was improper etiquette for Giselle to sit in the middle seat. She sat in it, you've spoken on it once, you damn create, you get Hallmark gift cards, things remembered, like, calm down.
She was cutting that out, mad as hell. But what struck me in that scene is Karen said, that she wants an apology from Giselle and she will get one. But then when Giselle apologized, she wasn't here for it. But that whole scene was a mess. In all honesty, before this even premiered and they gave us the teaser for the season, I assumed all of that was going to come later because we saw when Karen gets into it with somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was Cal's messy ass because he's extremely messy. But what gay sidekick?
But I love
what gay sidekick in the Housewives franchise isn't messy? They all are. Dwight, Miss Lawrence, Darren J.
Well, let's get into that. So we see Cherie. She's still mad about this hairdresser coming up the stairs.
Like. Cherie, I'm not
Deshaun Snow.
Yeah, I'm a
not a fan. She's worse than Deshaun Snow for me.
No, I'm saying they're reminiscent of each other.
That's so funny because the first time I watched them, like,
and
who does she look like?
I'm so fantastic. They have the help in my house and the
laying their outfits.
You let him come into the estate.
But here's the thing: you can tell who's not from Potomac or who ain't. Been raised with no money.
Definitely.
Of course.
The people who go extra and all about. Like, my thing is this, Charisse. Like, now let's not get it twisted, because I do think Giselle probably was being a little extra. Now you have cameras around. Now you want to invite this guy over.
Yeah. I want to be around for seasons to come, because this is an easy check.
Yeah. Right.
So I may act a fool in your house.
Exactly. Right. So it's like, I mean, but the thing is, did Giselle, first of all, Charisse, you didn't even do any of the cooking. Like, this man came over, cooked your food for your party.
And it was
a
lot.
And they were all goofing off, because Charisse had been drinking.
Barefoot, stomping around her garage.
Barefoot in the garage, like, playing around. So, she was doing the most.
So she was her and Karen were irking my soul. Ugh, etiquette, bitch. Look in the mirror. Like, are you?
I can't even because you weren't here last week. That's probably why you're like. But last week I was so annoyed. Like, etiquette. You guys walk around with your freaking boobs up to your chin. Mm-hmm. You say all of these things. You're cursing each other out. You're wearing old dresses, Diane von Furstenberg, which I claimed last week from like three seasons ago.
I feel like Charisse is cooler than
that's
she's
not etiquette.
Letting out, though. I feel like Giselle felt comfortable enough to be able to bring a man
what
over
I was
there.
Like,
and now Charisse
cool.
is over here talking about, we've never joked
like that.
Well, him coming upstairs, I think that was inappropriate.
Hey, you know what? Like, right now, my place is like, I don't want people up here. Like,
I'm like that now, and there are no cameras around, and I don't live in a mansion. I'm like that now. My personal space is my personal space, whether you're company or
but
not.
But Char, if I was to come over for whatever, you asked me to boil your damn crabs, and I bring a friend over who's a chef who's going to boil the crabs. We go upstairs because
he was a hairstylist.
Well, but you wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't. You're absolutely correct.
You wouldn't
I wouldn't. But the thing is, let's say he does. What would you, as a host, I would think you would say, "Hey guys, like I don't want anyone upstairs."
You're damn right.
But would you, for the man who cooked all these crabs, would you carry it throughout the whole party? Like,
well. I think because of when they were downstairs cooking, they were making all that noise. They were slamming the drawers. They were going through all of her stuff. Like, they were causing a big ruckus. And I don't think she had a problem with him.
Get a catering service.
Yeah, she definitely should have had a chef.
Get you a catering service.
She should have had a chef and a greeter to greet her guests instead of random people.
Because you were totally fine with them staying downstairs to let your guests in and open the door like they were the help. So
and
why are you trying to add random, you know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
But I agree with you guys. Like, that is weird that he did come upstairs.
Yeah.
Because I also did think the hair thing, I don't think she asked him to come over to do the hair. Or,
well, no,
he shaded her.
She was like, maybe. But she did not ask him
to
curl her unless that was off camera and on the cutting room floor. She did not ask him to come upstairs to do her hair.
So then Giselle's over it. They're getting ready to head out. Now, okay, so here's where I think we're going to have a little bit of the, what's his this? Kev's name?
Cal.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so Cal interrupts Karen and Giselle.
They favor.
I'm a little bit upset with Karen for she keeps over exaggerating.
She's like pulling about it.
Now look, here's why people wouldn't want to believe Kenya when Kenya was saying that this man was violent and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In this situation, he balled the fist up.
Well, he made a muscle because she said we need security, and he's like, "You don't need security. I'm security right here."
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
confused.
He didn't come off violent.
He didn't come off violent,
but I want to go on record to say, as of this episode, now things may change. You know, we change our mind all the time.
Yeah,
I am a fan of Karen.
Yeah,
well, of course,
she's entertaining.
I like Karen.
She is entertainment for the show. I'm not a fan of her.
Really like Karen. Oh yeah, now,
but do you like her real life? Strand,
she's my second favorite.
I do like Karen.
I like
her because she's an element that is needed to make the drama and the nonsense
like
happen. Because
she's
ridiculous.
Like Phaedra to me, just fake and
but
phony.
But you need the women to be over the top.
She's
yeah.
a little
Aunt
bit
Dot,
more
here's your piping hot tea.
Yeah.
First of all, I stand for Aunt Dot.
Yeah.
I think
I should
become
Aunt Dot should be on the show.
The president of the fan club because I stand for Aunt Dot's visit. But what I will say is, Karen, when Cal started talking to her, I felt that he was out of line for that.
Yeah. He shouldn't have said, he told her to shut up or something.
Yeah.
Like,
I called her baby.
And now you're getting in between women.
I didn't hear him
women.
Say shut up, but he did, like, call her
he
baby.
Did, he did. No, he
and
didn't
he
say shut up.
He was
se,
definitely
he
drunk at that point
because
he had a bunch of champagne walking around, so he was definitely out of line and
yeah,
tipsy
it was
at
just,
that point.
It was just uncalled for. It was out of line.
He got inappropriate.
Yeah.
But he was not threatening or violent or any of that.
Yeah. Or background check worthy.
Did you check his background before you let him in the estate? I was like, first of all, where's the estate? Second of all, like, what are you
serious?
Second of all,
no, he was too busy cooking the crab that you're eating.
Yes.
But she did make a point of, you gotta be careful. This is just a general rule to even those of you watching. You have to be mindful of who you let in your house.
That is very true.
Who you let in your space.
Of course, absolutely.
And I'm very much so. Jesse was at my birthday party. There were a lot of strangers. There were a lot of strangers in there. And we did have an incident at my birthday party.
I had to put my
Harriet
the Spy on.
Where someone wandered in. I'm sure he was invited in from a gas station. And he blended in with the crowd because it was packed. I feel like guests were pumping gas and were like, hey, we're going to this party. You should trail us. And that's what he did. Like, that's what I got from him. Seriously. He was a creep. And it boiled down to where it was just Jesse, myself, and maybe four other of my intimate friends at the end of the night.
Y'all were
like, who? He was still there. So you have to be mindful. And I'm very, very particular.
That's not even a particular girl. That's safe. Because that's scary.
There would have been no way he would have even stayed in my house.
Yeah. I didn't know, because people were bringing people were texting me like, Shar, can I bring a friend? Sure. People were coming in. It was so busy. Everybody's in my face telling me happy birthday. And I didn't realize until it winded down. He left. He got up and out.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize until people started, okay, Shar. And we asked him,
Shar's so popular.
Who are you here with? Yeah, like, no, I'm not. Because people just hear a party, honey.
Oh, they look, Shar.
You know,
you
so
like,
I mean, I would have been at the gas station like, I'll come to your party.
That's my little side story, because he could have been anything.
Anybody, yes.
Yeah, nowadays
that's
people are
etiquette
crazy.
Rule number one,
ISIS.
Don't bring no one that you don't know to someone.
Because Jesse even
party.
Knows. I tell people to put their cameras away at midnight. I was particular.
Cinderella.
My parties are particular.
Etiquette rule number 13. Always serve piping hot tea, says Aunt Dot, who visits Karen and was not served with piping hot tea. She was served with warm tea and no milk.
No milk. No and milk. Their daughter thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious too. Ain't nothing like a bougie old, well, more mature black woman. There is nothing like it. They are
and
literally
her wise
the best.
Words were, get a doctorate.
Right. Like all the other kids. That's what she followed that up with. Because the Hugos are good, are big on
big
education, dog.
We got another quick clip of Karen calling Ray Ray over the intercom for
now, she was right in the room over there. Like right in the Ray room.
Her wig looked good in that scene.
Yep.
Her wig looks okay in a lot of her, like, individual interviews.
Yes.
Like, I think she needs the center part to stay and keep the curls around her
and keep
her
the
face.
Length.
Yeah.
To, right.
But
that one strand when they went to the...
That's, like, hanging on her forehead.
But at the end of the day, it's too much. That hair with all the... weave and the color. It's
just
I love
the Harry Potter.
Yes.
The Harry Potter through
the cowlick.
She just would have grabbed a rat tail comb
for that.
And all.
If any of her friends, if Charisse before went in, was like, girl.
She just needed, like, somebody to, like, blend it better. Because it literally looks like she put, like, a track that was, like, mad
blonde.
Heavy just, like, right in the middle.
Yeah.
And then, like, left the other part and then threw another one, like, right there. And it just didn't flow together. So I think you would be...
I told these girls to go to Southeast Side of DC.
She don't need to wear hair like
their
that
head
at 70.
Well,
she doesn't.
She's not, but she's not
but don't
old.
Police, don't police her look.
Yeah, but she's also not that old.
I might be wearing hair like that at 70 with no apologies.
I'm pretty sure Karen isn't even 50.
Hmm?
Karen is a good 62.
I thought she was, but there's reason to believe.
But you don't think she's 50?
No, I heard, and I didn't get a chance to really research it and find out, but she got married at the age of 20, and her oldest child
is 17
years old.
Oh.
So I was like, ain't no way. What happened? Like, I can't figure out exactly how that, and their son was born not long after they were
married.
Was
she in the military?
So,
maybe
No, it was that farm life.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
But it
right
was deep oil.
Those bulls.
Because I thought for sure
seems like it would keep you youthful. Because you don't have the germs of the big city.
It depends on your hygiene. If you shower and
right.
if you get that dirt in
showered.
Your pores.
Well, maybe it's just the 1970s decor in the house and it's still like holding on to some mold or something.
Karen looks a good because
that could
too.
Be mold and
Karen Knowles is 61. Kris Jenner is like 58.
Yeah.
Karen is up in that.
I thought she had at least
she gives
like 55.
Me 55 to 60.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep
Wendy
pushing.
Williams is 51. There's no way that Karen is younger than Wendy Williams.
No, I see her Wendy Williams.
They look alike,
went to
actually.
School together.
Yeah, they ran together.
All right, so here's another thing that really irritated me was the Giselle sitting with her kids and her kids knowing how to handle friendship better than
I love
her.
They
the little
were
girls.
So cute.
Oh, they were so cute.
I love her little girls. This
I
is a circle; it has no end.
That's
how long
I
want to
be
your
friend. I loved it.
So, guys, what should I do? If I think I should set up a meeting to talk to these women. Don't do do that, Mom.
No.
Now, you know that that was for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, of course.
But it was an endearing moment. It made me really, really like the girls. They seem like they're funny when they told her nail polish was chipped and things. Mm-hmm. Like, they seem like they have a good home life. I also don't think that them doing their homework willingly would be normal if the cameras weren't there. What are y'all doing? Our homework, girl, please.
Oh, no. Mine was normal. Some kid, yeah. You came in the house, you got out the door, and put on your play clothes, and you sat at the kitchen table, and you did your homework.
First thing first, homework the real.
And that was even when my mama wasn't home yet from
work.
Like,
because when she got home.
Because if you didn't finish it before.
Both of my parents are educators, and I didn't do that. But then again, really? I still was on top of my work. It just was not always, I was not required for that to be the first thing. And it just wasn't always the first thing that I did.
As I got older, it wasn't a requirement. But at that age, like elementary into middle school, we definitely had to come home, do what we were supposed to do first, and then you could do
something. Well, you know what, you're right. I had a lot of after school things.
Yeah. Once I got older, then it was different. But yeah.
I was involved in a lot of stuff. So.
Speaking of being involved with a lot of things, there was the Sip with Socialites event.
That was a hot mess.
Hosted by our newest housewife,
a nice name.
Ashley. Ashley. This just remind me of every like event on 1010 Wilshire.
Yes.
It has a beautiful name, but you know you're going to see the same faces with the same BS.
And she didn't even know what her charity was about. No. She didn't know. She couldn't speak. She would draw.
You know, we like raise women for charity.
We're gonna
money
like,
for charity,
for schools,
and it's like half
and they're
of the
like
bar and
teaching,
the tab goes to touching her, which is like inner schools.
I didn't know because like, oh, what am I saying? I'm drunk.
That didn't make sense. Like that
her,
poor
though.
Charity.
I didn't
no,
like
I didn't.
Her.
She gives me Portia, actually.
Yeah,
I would
a little
love
bit
to actually
smarter
see
than
the
Portia,
two of them.
But
I think
when
so.
She talked
I
to her husband
smarter,
the next
yeah.
day, you could kind of tell like she had her.
I think she's
bit
got a little
of
bit
marbles.
Together. Yeah,
new husband, he was divorced. He's 55 years old. That man
good
really
girl.
Turned around at the party and said, "Thought behavior."
Yeah.
No, didn't.
No,
Giselle called her thought behavior.
What did the guy turn
around and say? Because
he heard her say that her husband had a big...
D.I.
Got a big ego.
Hey.
So he heard her
say...
No, Viagra needed. So he randomly turned around, and then that's when Giselle called her a thought.
Oh, okay.
Which she didn't hear, so that means someone told her that Giselle called her a thought.
For next week?
Yes.
Of course.
Because she didn't hear that.
But Giselle says she didn't regret saying it on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, really?
I missed it. How was that with Marlon Wayans and Giselle?
Giselle is very reserved. Like, she
really?
Was not super as
fun
as I would have expected, but not in a bad way. She wasn't like dead or anything like that, but it just wasn't quite as animated as I would have expected.
That's interesting because over at our sister site, Black Hollywood Live, make sure you guys check out Queen interviewed The Real Housewives of Potomac, and I would say the same thing. Giselle didn't come across as...
So, on the show, that's like her Sasha Fierce.
Yes.
But in real life, she's very Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
I would
But that's good.
That yeah.
But, you know, in interviews, she, especially on Andy Cohen, it's having fun. Like,
yeah.
And she seems like a
it's
fun
a bar.
Person.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You would think that she would have been a little bit more loose. And it wasn't like, she wasn't super stiff. Like, some people, you're like, okay, why?
Like, you
why?
Need
yeah.
another
you
mint
need
mojito.
Another
seriously.
So she was comfortable and, like, relaxed. But she was just much more laid back than I expected.
Mm-hmm. We got Ashley... who is real comfortable laid back humping on everyone on the dance floor.
Yeah.
She seems like every
and black
other...
girls don't do that.
No, there's a whole bunch of girls out here in LA that are just like Ashley.
But wait, how did I loved Katie.
We're
like,
talking about
oh
LA
God,
black girls.
Like, seeing Ashley do that like just reminded me of like when
I
was young.
26. It was so great.
Katie, annoying.
She's still living in that mindset. She doesn't even know.
Oh, she's so
she's just thirsty
Jesus.
To get married.
Yeah,
she's
just
thirsty
engine.
As hell. She is mad being a single chick. Being
and when
she
was
she
acting like Ashley,
kids.
That's why she has three kids.
She just wanted that white pink.
First of all, can we talk Ashley saying that she was going to start in October because she needs a Gemini or a Leo child?
Yes.
I was like, girl.
And Giselle got all offended. That ain't how it works. Well, you take it when you get it. Okay.
She might have
been talking from a place of fertility issues. You never know.
Perhaps, but it was very aggressive, and I was like, well, if
she
wants to try, like, you
why
know, people
not?
People plan their pregnancies all
exactly.
the time.
She doesn't have a job. She doesn't have anything else to
you
do.
You don't have
so
to like her
plan,
reason.
Like, plan must a vacation,
nice.
Plan to have a child, plan to...
How did you guys...
got to find a 55-year-old Englishman. It's okay.
Listen.
Australian.
Don't find him.
He's
find him.
Australian.
Australian, mm-hmm. sorry.
They out there.
Making Australian-American cuisine is the restaurant that they're working on.
Yes.
Opening.
What's Australian cuisine?
I thought it was
wallaby.
Like,
different meat.
Don't they do a lot of fish?
They do a lot of fresh food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that shrimp. Sounds like my type of restaurant.
Shrimp and a Barbie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down.
What's a Barbie?
A barbecue. I don't know why I did a country like that.
Oh, barbecue.
That's the American barbecue.
That's the American barbecue. I'm the Barbie. All right, so I don't know. So at first, at the party when Giselle was judging Ashley.
Yes.
I can understand grilling. Why you would
It's just the
grill, you know what I mean?
It's funny because they were talking about whether or not she was jealous and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't think Giselle was actually jealous.
I don't either.
Yeah. I think it's that kind of thing, like, I admittedly do it myself. You're like, okay, who is this broad and what she really got going on? Because she acting kind of crazy. She cute. See, she married to an old man.
But Giselle wasn't smiling while asking these. Like, she wasn't, like, being, like, conversational. She was very, like, so next.
Well,
How dare you?
I sympathize with that because I'm that person. I don't mean to come across mean. But, like, I would be, like, straight face. Like, so what do you do? And it could come across as hostile or not
kind. I was just about to say that. I do a lot of grilling.
Yes.
Jesse from West Scene. On multiple accounts, I do a lot of grilling people.
I'm definitely a griller. But I'm like, hey, so
I do a conversation.
Yeah, but you're more like
friendly.
I'm straight to the point, but I'm conversation. So it's like maybe I'm a mix of both of
you're
you.
You're a mix, yeah.
I feel like when you are, nothing wrong with being unsweet, but when you are sweeter, people give you more information.
Yeah. But what's the thing? You get more
bees
with
honey
than vinegar.
And vinegar.
Or you just
love honey, 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 honey.
So what do we get from Ashley? I mean, do we think that she's just this young girl, you know, found this man who thought
nope.
she was just this
There's
bubble of joy?
There's a whole backstory behind that, honey.
Ashley is smart. She knows exactly what she's
Ashley
doing.
Ashley was the girl that her husband, cheated on her with. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a whole story behind Ashley.
With three kids, she'll be in the position like Giselle's in right now or something. Yeah. I see
what
that.
Is the backstory, Shar?
I don't know. But I'm saying I'm not buying it for face value. Ashley got some skeletons in the closet.
Well, she already made it clear she didn't come for money, and it was a struggle, and they'd been kicked out and evicted and had a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. So she definitely
and she's
had
scared
her
of going broke.
And to be 26 and already set that up and 26 is
and
very
I'm
young.
Mad at
I'm
it.
Not mad. That's your
I
decision, girl.
I am not
girl.
Mad at it.
She seems fully aware that that's what she wanted in her space, so go for it, girl.
And he is 55.
And to me, they have the best home.
Yeah, they have the most.
Are they in a condo?
Like,
they seem like
not
they
even
do.
Modern,
it looks like a condo, but it's
yeah.
like
it was
up to date.
Nice.
It was up to date.
Yeah, but
things
he's a real
matched.
Estate agent. So.
It was simplistic
yes.
and modern.
Things match.
It
matched.
My thing is that it matched. Like, and Giselle said she's moved since the show. That was a temporary house, so that's why.
Okay.
I was like, well, then why do you have a sleeping bed in your living room with a leather couch? And
yeah, it was
the
weird.
Couch.
And then the kitchen had
feel.
No appliances.
Yeah.
Just weird, all
it was
weird.
Small, but whatever. Anyway.
All right, let's talk about it. Giselle, she ordered a really nice Uber, what
nice
is it?
Uber XL.
No, Uber SUV. That's Uber what it is.
I thought she was getting, or was she delivering the invitations with carriage? I thought there was a
That's
carriage
what I
in there
thought.
Somewhere.
No, girl,
she
well, by
said,
carriage, she meant SUV truck.
SUV, yeah.
I thought she was, like, trying to be extra, like...
That's, I did, too.
Gallop, carriage.
But I thought the invite would go before they're on their way to...
Me, too.
How did she get them both in the car?
Because she didn't knew that invite
because
wasn't going
to
get them in the car.
Because production said, you know
it's like
what?
That blue
you have to go.
It's like blue van shuttle. Like, you get paid them $20 and then they come pick you up 45 minutes before your airport.
There you go.
All right, so they're in the car and they get to the restaurant and it was an awkward intro. Period. Like,
very.
Giselle got up to like greet them and then didn't greet them.
They came in defensive
because they. Yeah. And they,
well, she
and they didn't even look that good to be like strutting all
no,
hard like
Charisse's
that.
Dress
Charisse's
was
dress
so
did
Ross.
Not fit her right. And
it was
necklace,
so Ross.
It was not okay. Even though she threw that Chanel necklace on, trying to like do the most.
It was so Ross.
I'd love agave and agave.
Yes, agave. I love me some Karen.
Some
no,
I would go out
I can't
to
handle
Karen.
Her.
It's hysterical.
She's a Muppet to me. Like she's
totally
so entertaining.
Muppet.
I love it.
I would go out to eat with Karen, and I feel like I'd have the best conversation.
Yeah.
In the
it wouldn't
so
be, but it wouldn't be real.
That, but that's
no,
I don't know if I need it
to
for
be.
Entertainment purposes only.
I would
like,
bring my A game
to hang out. No,
I actually
you
think Karen
wanna...
would be really chill to hang out with, and I actually think Charisse would too. I think that they're putting up for the TV show, to be quite honest. But they're from this town. They are not from this town, so they have a downside to them. They're just putting this on right now. And then I also
we'll
wonder
see at the reunion.
That they keep saying that they are the only that they are a few of the only black women from this town. I wonder what it's like. for them with the other women of this town if they're being judged upon doing this reality show.
I mean, Charisse brought that up, how they thought she was the help in Section 8 when she came to the city, and then all of a sudden when they found out who she was, they were like, oh, okay, now you're cool. Like, I mean, I get that. But it's also further proof of where they came from and why they work so hard. Because, like, Charisse, the thing that bothered me about her is when she kept throwing around the word ghetto. Because you have to keep throwing that around. Yes. It's because that's something you're uncomfortable with.
Insecurity.
Insecurity. Yeah. And everybody looked at you and thought you was ghetto, and that's why you got a problem with it. Right. So.
And I'd like to note that people from the Potomac or D.C. area were writing, commenting on YouTube under last week's after show, and they were saying how disappointed they were. Like, I wish this show would just get canceled. And
a lot of the critics were saying that. They were saying, like we said, the outdated houses, the furniture, their cars, their clothes, like all of that. And to me, what I envision the show is like Dynasty of black.
I wasn't expecting that much.
That's how I perceived the previews.
When Karen delivers that for me,
I think she tries.
I want
to
Karen to come to LA and we can go to lunch and do a like VHL interview. Bring a camera.
Just chat.
I would love to have an etiquette filled stuffy lunch with Karen Huber.
That would be.
Is it Huber or Huger?
I still don't know.
It's Huger.
I thought it was Huger, but the subtitles on the TV were saying Huber.
Yeah.
So that threw me off.
All right. So here's the other thing. So Giselle goes through all this, right? She gets the cars, flowers. She sits the girls down. Now, I don't know, maybe it's a pride thing or whatnot, but
it was pride.
I just felt like this clearly wasn't going to go anywhere. You see these two people who you want to have a conversation with have an attitude. Mm-hmm. You kind of already know that they're going to probably have an attitude coming into the situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So my thing was the way Giselle addressed the whole conversation. It was just like, this isn't productive. This is not going to go anywhere. I want to start with you first, Karen. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Like, spotlight on Karen. Yeah. Now Karen's claws are out. It was just like, and I get it, it's a show, and that's obviously what we want to see, but it was just like, for this whole thing, I wanted Giselle to do better, I guess is what I really wanted. Because then even at the end, I got you guys flowers. Like, girl, keep the flowers down. Like, it was just...
You just wanted her because it was so painfully annoying to watch that she didn't just start the conversation by, look, I obviously did something to you guys to make you uncomfortable or upset. I apologize for that. Mm-hmm. Even if you have already apologized before, you know they come sitting down looking snake and crazy that the only way that's going to go anywhere if you apologize again. But pride won't let you do it, or the TV people
and
won't let you do it.
And she never technically really apologized.
She never apologized.
No.
Even when she said, I apologize to you, Karen.
And even in her letters.
Maybe we
none of them
it.
Said, I'm sorry.
Wait, what did one of the letters say to Karen? It's like, I'll let you have
the center seat diplomatic, or sit wherever you want or whatever it was.
It was all Karen.
So I feel like we did leave that something got left out because maybe she called Karen at some point and they talked. I don't know. But it was just stupid. And then Karen.
And everybody was reading, not to bounce too far back, but everybody was reading Giselle's wig that Cal did at the.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either, but I thought it was so funny that they had something to say about it.
I don't know what
anybody has something to say about that.
I'd like to know if Cal was actually her best friend, because we all know that sometimes these reality girls, they be finding whichever little hairdresser.
The messiest gay of color that they can bring to stir the pot. So. We saw it, like I said, we saw it with Dwight.
Yeah.
We saw it with Miss Lawrence. We
How
saw it
tragic.
With Don Juan, allegedly.
Ooh.
Like, you just,
what's
hey.
Alleged?
Yeah. Wait, that he's not gay?
He not gay? Girl, bye.
Wait, what?
You're lying.
Listen, I'm saying alleged to protect myself because...
So, allegedly, he is not gay?
Him and Tyler Perry are both gay.
He is gay.
Girl, allegedly, nothing. He is gay.
He's gay.
Oh, I thought we knew
that.
Is he trying to say he's not on his
own? Oh, wait. What's that guy's name when he was saved?
Andrew Caldwell.
Is it kind of like
I'm not gay
kind of
no more.
Situation?
Oh, I don't remember that.
He has been delivered.
Delivered. All right. Karen comes up with things. Here's another thing. I don't know, etiquette wise, I could never. I just go to my mom or my grandmother with all of this stuff. I just sit here thinking my mother would never look somebody and say, "You're a joke. The way you acted at my party. Why didn't you call?" It was just like so petty on every level of.
Disgust.
Adult.
Yeah.
On every level of adult, these women were not adulting.
You lost your credit for being any kind of queen of etiquette when you brought a stupid gift to
Pier
a party
import,
to and poke it was at the person that you were supposed to teach, it and then you got loud and stank and walked away and caused a scene at the party. You have no grounds for anything, Karen, other than to sit there with your cowlick and play.
So you, like so you think, so you think your attitude was proper?
Proper. Do you think your attitude is proper right now?
Right, stank. Like, girl, you're so mad about this man. But all you Charisse can hold on to, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. All Charisse can hold on to is this fucking hairdresser. And then Karen talking about he's violent. You brought that to the party. That shows what kind of person you are.
But I mean, I kind of get why they're
renowned,
coming.
And then they corrected it.
She's like, that word too.
Oh, renowned.
Renowned.
What does she say? Renewed.
By the way, renewed. That's renewed. Dialect, darling. You can say it either way and it's still proper.
I kind of understand, though, why Charisse and Karen felt that way. For, you know, because, what's her name?
Which one?
Giselle didn't come off as apologetic from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so, for me, I'm going to sit here thinking, you're still acting this way. You're wasting my time. So, I'm not going to be nice to you. I'm going to still have a stink attitude because you still haven't apologized. You're wasting my time and money. I have on this Ross dress.
You're speaking on behalf
that,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I'm speaking on behalf of Charisse and Karen. Like, it's a waste of time. So, I'm going to have an attitude at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like they all should go to Robin and ask Robin what she thinks, and I feel like the girls would get along better.
Robin would probably just sit there with a blank face.
I think Robin is biased to Giselle.
Like, I don't think it's a big deal. Like, stop making a big deal.
Yeah.
I think Robin is biased to Giselle.
You know, the first episode I didn't see that, but this episode I can see how you...
Yeah, she loved... They're friends. They even said they're, like, one and the same.
But they grew up in the area. They're comfortable. They don't feel like they have to prove anything to anybody because they have it. It exists for them. And I feel like Charisse and Karen have the opposite. They're constantly proving. And not that they have to, but I feel like they constantly do and submit to that whether or not they need to or not.
To me, it was like after last week when we see the scene of Karen talking about how she's like the mother hen or whatever, and that one day before she dies, that's when Giselle will be able to get it. The fact that you're even saying that and playing fairy tale in your head, because guess what? Giselle is from there. She will always be that above you.
Like, and she comes from, she has a pedigree.
She has a pedigree. But that's why Karen has this,
I feel like, this underlying anger towards
Giselle. And Giselle is a very beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. She's probably even more prettier today than Karen would have been if they were around the same age group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
I feel like we should get more of a light show, like literally strobe them. Like,
I would love that.
On a haunt. Like, you know, like a very end of time. Like a very
he's giving it to you.
He trying.
You tried it.
That's cute.
Thank you, Steven.
I just want to get this out there about Karen's comebacks, where she clowns Giselle for using her children. And even your hip-hop terminology.
I was done.
And she said pimping.
Pimping.
Which is an uncomfortable term.
And then she's like, I'll holla at you.
And then she said,
you're a shell of a
woman. I'm not talking about your children. I'm talking about the mother.
But you
something
were
about that
about
term, pimping, that didn't sit well with me. Like, no. You can say, you used your children, but she did it. To me, that was a dig.
There's no place for you in our socials. No, hon, there's no place for you in the social circle.
But, like Bill Gates' wife.
Green Acres.
Hey, she's place in the
daughter right now.
Geriatric.
Right. All right, so let's talk about, so next week, Katie and Andrew, they're going to be having, you know, the big talk, the ring
talk. Andrew looks scared as
chipping
hell.
Away. Chip,
is
chip.
Is he just on the show because she needs to show that she might be getting married to somebody because she's on national TV now and she don't want her family to look at her crazy?
Or isn't he Jewish? She doesn't want to be denounced.
Is he Jewish?
He is Jewish. He totally looks Jewish.
He is
Jewish. He's Jewish. But it's just like, he ain't interested for real.
At all.
She said, what did she like, say?
Even with the rabbi, he's like, what should I call you?
He was like,
the smartest man in the room.
No, he did not say the smartest. He said the most delicious looking fiance.
Well, because that's how she referenced him.
No, he said that.
The rabbi called him
delicious
because Giselle was like, delicious. And I said, what are you doing, rabbi?
Katie referenced him that. And then he said, well, what can I call you? And he was like, the smartest man in the room.
Them having sex look like spreading Nutella on a damn piece of dry ass toast.
That's my cue. I'm leaving.
It's time to go.
But my favorite line of next week is a thought. Hoes have sex with other people. Did I have sex with her?
Sir. No.
That was really a white ass response. No disrespect.
She's a white girl.
That was super white.
You know what I'm saying?
Did I have sex with her?
That was super white.
I need a Mina to pull that on 11 Hip Hop. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can hit me up everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
I'm at Char Sesso on Erathang.
At Pink English on Instagram, Twitter, English Speaks.
Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.